kuyanamik kaygasi unukut tepunga nunaripaw yakup katimayingin katimapingano ta coping water ri katimijara an katiminga nasa tingasiri August 2021 unukut 630 ta ko katimajutiksat ukalima kainornyarakit katimajuti winne pitakangittuq katim ukareartorsumayuqarniartun nasaa tingasaliimi. Malu ta qualifying ane nuta piyaksat mana pingwater kanon pilar juti amma pilar vit pilurito saksat amma oke sakut oke kut pilar viksene kimakuna amma fuanga tana nubuk juana pitu tikit lugu pingwater kanon ikanayak ikanayak nya takwa katimiti tiginyarte bunnu pigarte tiyareri katimiti akumali pigarte tiyo apertawa
Steve Layton second
apiyok Steven
Steven apiyok rosik sei lige rosik sei pitakang mat na magsakto. Kayo siyo, kuya namit. Aktolo ako kakputamani. Takun nga pinwakto na kanyang misano. Pitakang mat na sa uting 3. Mukarato si Mayut. Anerayak Ski Club. Kini ko una.
Naya.
Go on to number 4. Okay. Tamaning yung mata. King of Toshima Yupitak Piyaksit and Makatimi Toshima Yupitakang Islam. Nata was thing of 5 Nuta Piyaksit. And she would look for Piyaksit. Being water and normal pillar duty, Kino and Tuxagoti Connor. How do you pronounce that?
Yeah.
Kano Okakto, so.
Thank you, Councillor Awa.
I'm
going to briefly summarize the active application for our commission to pass out for hopefully. And I'll go through them one by one.
I'm not boring you
too much. I'll state which ones have been awarded and which ones
haven't. Really, the presentation
is just to demonstrate how reliant the department is on external funding.
We requested and were awarded $15,000.
For the elders gathering, to reallocate due to the gathering
not hosted.
We have another request from the Department of Culture and Heritage for
$90,000.
From Canada Summer Jobs.
Canada me au yakku kana yartinun
particularly for summer camps done we have recorded 7400 of which
ilinertinik kana yartiu kainernertuni tuksar semagatta tanna $79,000 ngokkorto
community wellness funding
nonaring teva regener motuksarak semayo tanna arago $57,500 ni tema sagarang migata
agago no
ataw siyong itmo tema $13,000
that we
makununga roping wa to rena mo ajigi ni tuno
atokatang megatta
ilagi bill living in the $20,000
ni boys initiative as well as another $20,000
sagara megatta
women's initiative
nukapea no tora tu na tune amaro arna no tora ni verse no takwa nun avogava makumini
we currently have 117,325.25 requested from Kakivak.
Kakivak kunni tuksagara megata 117,325.25
We currently have a $100,000 application that went out today to community tourism and cultural industries.
$100,000.
This is to be designated, should it be awarded, towards the development of more outdoor recreation type infrastructure.
So, similarly to some of the parks and playgrounds we have that are needing upgrades. We have
the newish Kirutangirna Park beside the river in Apex. We have been awarded $1,000 from participation.
$1,000 na kaiti yo si marotigo participation amarokaiti yo si maluta tanna.
It is the Community Better Challenge Award. We were, I guess, voted in as the most active recreation town in Nunavut.
Nereugila ngitam yavotana ilisare yo juti rigi yavot pingwar to rigi maring nerpat ilaw kataw nerpang uningin nun neruagak sarukti taw neratatamane ikarung ni nunavuri mami taan nakaitaw simarang miyok $7,500 pingwak to rin namot kikangin nitin nun.
And finally, we requested $375,000 from CanNor.
$375,000 in Canada
designated to be used for, again, playground upgrades, repairs,
outdoor
infrastructure, building, maintenance, and
also some maintenance.
That's it for me. Thank you.
Joel.
Si would look by me up a room and lunga. Uquartisha works at twin day. A mapper could accept a canoe or cause itself.
Sorry, I didn't. Was that a question for me?
Yes.
Should anyone have any questions? Mm. This is really just an update on some of the bigger numbers that we've changed for infrastructure maintenance and new development are new. So CTCI.
Canada
outside of that, most of what was already referenced was monies that we rely on annually for our programs. So top of what was mentioned as the program specific is that people are used to paying from on a
yatin aqagu tamaparu
yinnami
amma kiyovi kirikanna
ya shurikanna apigiyumayung taisimngo sibuddangme upigiyumayakkatakko sidikkunne pingwaqturiqikkut iqqanaayartingin upigirjuarpassi alianaagillusilu taakkunangat participation kunnin kinaoyami qaakkannuegu tuniyaunneqatta tunnerianniun neratta tabbuuna upinnarto apriyumayungali taakkua tunisilortui qaakkanningagun kuyerijjutiksaqakkannum niammangaata suurlu aprisimangmangaata tautuqattaratigu tvikku kamorisiqaqqillugit tamatuminga iqqullerximangmangaata iqalungninngaarsimayumik kamorisuri ugayang qataugayarmangaata quyunnami
I'm not so sure about the TV perspective. What we do have a program for sponsorship to help support subsidized recreation.
Recording in progress.
Thanks, Sulamoni.
Joel Forti.
Koyunami Sulamoni.
Large.
Amaro Katimayulunga Joel
elders
Tingna in Natokatko Kamangan Kanuilingarong Manga contractors in Mayoglu Tusakanaromayunga Unikara Kalye.
So your name Joel just repainting of the external
Lunisilata
that's already been awarded
I'm going
to come back to the contractor's name. It escapes me right now.
There's also contracts
that have not yet been awarded
for deck renovations
to extend or just rebuild the floor plan of the deck. There's also been some leaking windows on the bay side.
Initial
assessments appear to indicate that the flashing over the window was not to spec and didn't actually cover the whole entire window. So what we thought might have been a very big window we might have a solution for. So we're hoping to try to tack that onto this currently in the contract which paint to actually address that.
Amaro amia tau yaga kagaluni ilua.
Igara atangiaro lugi
pidia uja yuksa ngitugara kiseni. Nuta ako yaga kang nerong ming matatau nga imano sang ng aktu. Ilua ni tulu ilang nuta ako yaga kagaluni sa na yaroni.
There was talk in the past about having a public washroom hosted at the Khamma. I don't know if it was at this table or another discussion with the mayor's office.
To help
and just
Thanks,
Joel.
Takwa kajare to viewsung yuni pilot to mina kungumi anareto vingni take one sakato suni a kovita kangman temanetuni uktoraksima yugaro.
Koyanamik, Jurikino. Okay, thank Koyanamik. Kayushiluta.
Hi, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry, I'm not sure if there's a way for me to signal a way for the people on the Zoom call to get on the list of speakers, so I apologize for interrupting. We move on to other business,
unfortunately,
the Zoom call had only connected to us about 4 minutes ago. Everyone who's on the Zoom call right now missed the first 12 minutes of the meeting. If it's possible, if you could run through that again. I hate to make him do it.
The first 12 minutes of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
12 minutes kati manirata tasi angurata angin nakit 4 minutes ago. 4 minutes to in now to tafani ukarautikut kasute narata pekata yunaksite narata tako ukausiri kawyangin nainarunigi ukausiri kandarun narunigi.
Kuyanamik teina takanituk. Summary, 30 seconds.
It would be my pleasure. So just to summarize for those of you who missed
the
funding report,
it's just really to demonstrate how much the government is reliant upon external funding from some of the funding
this fiscal year that we've
spent the past
focus on infrastructure upgrades,
both
in outdoors, whether it be upgrades or repairs, or in particular outdoor infrastructure.
So, without going it over point by point,
we have $1 million to support programs and infrastructure maintenance and repairs.
$317,400
has been awarded.
Can everyone hear me? Connor, can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hey, everyone. So I'm coming to you from Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan, it's like
36 degrees outside.
Over
the last couple of decades, we have not been able to, for various reasons,
provide some of the upgrades and repairs that have been required to maintain.
We also are undergoing a structural assessment as the building itself is shifting.
You talk too fast. We need interpreters. Yep. Go ahead. A little bit slower.
Did you get that about the Arnipak? I'm done with that one.
The Artica?
The Arnetok Arena, did you get it? Okay. So the AWG is also experiencing structural failure in a few different parts. We have an engineering upgrade. Let me know when you're good to go. Okay, so the curling rink also requires a new ice plant. We are looking at whether or not the placement of the ice plant right now is actually to code. Over at the youth center, we also requiring some floor repairs. To look at some drainage issues in that area as we are moving forward. We anticipate And Connor, I don't think, am I missing anything? I can't remember.
Nope, I think that suffices.
All right, that's it. Thank you, Stephen.
Just wondering, with the timing being with the election on edge, I'm not sure if it has been closed or not, some funding
matu yau semarang mangat kisah ni silau asyik jepal dia nunggu ninganu amarutako iglog joan aktuk tau yut tuk serau tigi yun nang mangat tigu isemaga yau semang mangat.
We have applied for some funding.
The
funding related to climate change.
Silau asyik jepal dia ninganu tawanga yunik kisah ni tan
but a lot more study.
How is that duty? Ilul Karea to Rauman Atangila Mutavo. So, Atago, Imnuna, Ikeang and Hua make Pijuta Katuni, Aupalianing and Roni, Ingo,
Kisiani. We have pursued some funding.
Kina,
alternate to Serafsman Miyavo, solar and so on.
So, Luki Lau Tixani, our Jutixanun. Kena kovali gatta sarumanak sani avatitinu tana tuksegau tiki simajavo.
Thank you, Stephanie.
When you name Stephanie Pierre Ranavi, or Kalang Nera Ranavi, Suke Jumakatar Luti.
You got another question?
Apakotiksakakana P. Stephen Akumari.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Joanna Sakumari.
Koyana Mixivata, Joanna Sakumari, Yunga.
It may be off the topic, but you can recall
a few
years ago
we were
trying to make decisions on skate park.
Isu maksaksi ote karau si magata tukita agasukluta tekani skate park mik tekani curlig vio katatumi.
Provide space and time for skate park. Are there any plans or for skate park to
skate park continue? Kayo city to you kulusi?
There's a park, car park, parking lot.
Nuna ko rotini no kanga view so Catholic kutuk servingata ungatitiangani. Tang na atuk tau yun nako karuang mingman atana isumagitu yun naklugo.
I can speak to that.
Yeah,
go ahead, Connor.
Ati.
So the difficulty with the skate park
when the skate park
when it was closed was that participation numbers were very low.
Either
July or August our July, average August on a Saturday was 1.5 people.
Sivatavuranga 1.5 doing now wrong mata.
It was like the 3 or 4 years that led up to the decision.
Tema netu nakata wrong mat. Suvarikeng parorilak simang mamatu ngatigeanga.
Part of the issue is that the ramps are for indoor use. They're made out of masonite.
Iglu anikisiani. Atorak so wrong mata silami. Atorak so wrong mata.
That quality is beautiful skate park.
Tana piu yuaro garang mat ukiu kut pita kakat tak pa aksuaro piu ko gayak tu sila mi kuat tak tu me atuk tau yun nak tu pita kagayak manga atuk tau yuaro ko kat gayak tu kisiani man nau yo pita karo garang sunilu amma iglu iluane kisiani atuk tau yun narang masila mo tau Ugayarengan isuman araw ko garwa kasi ani sila mitok si uti yung mata.
So prior to COVID,
COVID no wagjuang na pilaw tinago.
We had a sort of a multi-sport space. We tried a number of different sports.
Ajiging ito ni pingwak titini ni pititilaw gata ugto
akutaro. Some of the sports were a little less appropriate for the space than others. We built a mini putt course. That was,
Golf veo katak to me anaroga veo luna lutein na sukari lutik igite katak to anaroga to ugto akutu igatigo igarani sukaksi yukazara katarang matein na nokautigi kautigi lausima lutigo.
Part of that is likely born from the fact that we've tried a number of different things. For trend to develop and people to
get used to it. This is another. Kayu sitia toro katak tukiseni ilangit nyutangu yara ngata uutukasu yara matuinga tisuyo kakattamu.
We did explore the opportunity to potentially use that as an alternative space. However, those spots have been sold. So it actually does not belong to, those spots don't belong to the city.
If I might interrupt quickly, just to make sure everyone knows that I'm here now. Like Nick said, we couldn't connect earlier, so I'm François with the Anirayak Ski and Adventure Club. And I was the delegation supposed to present at the beginning of the meeting.
Mr. Chair? And we will go back to the delegation.
Tana utervigenar utigo una piaksat nutat piare utigo utervionar puti.
Okay. Tana nja piaksini kainartugu ukeksakku amma ukeukku pilervigsenat qimequneq santi tamanippi.
Yes, that is me.
Sorry to interrupt, Councillor Awa. Nick has a question.
Justin.
Tavanito.
Okay.
Hey, Stephanie. Sorry. That'd be me. Thanks, Stephanie. Sorry, I was hesitant to jump in, but just kind of bouncing off something that Connor had said. It's just a curiosity thing. But as far as Connor, what you were saying about kind of like winter drop-in numbers and stuff, it got me curious about what kind of numbers the city saw from the ice being in the Arnaitok Arena over the summertime as well. Do we have any kind of preliminary figures as to
waiting
for Jeannie to translate.
So,
you can go ahead now.
Okay.
So summer hockey has actually been offered a number of times. It has not, however, been consistent, and that's usually based on repairs to
the
I don't have the stats on top of my head, but we have enough at this point. Make a case to continue ice in the summer.
Nick Kiyovi.
Yep, all good. Thanks, Stephanie.
And your name is Stephanie.
Okay. Tema tapunga pa ko si takaon na roti. Okay, Justin Tabogan. I don't know how to speak.
No, that was good. Thank you, Chair. So I'll be speaking on fall and winter program. So with easing of restrictions, we are returning to normal. In the next few weeks, we will be opening the Elders Come Up for programming, and we'll be working with the Elder Society to provide additional programs. We hope to continue after some programs at the Hall for kids ages 6 to 11 during the fall and winter season. September, we will open the Makatukavik Youth Center, starting with limited programming and work our way into a regular YC schedule. We will continue to reach out to organizations for support and provide additional programming for our youth. Our hope is to bring the YC outside with traditional outdoor programming facilitated by an organization. At the Aquatic Center, the team has continued hard to provide the community with pool-based activities. With all areas of the pool ready to go, we plan to increase the numbers of participants from 25 to a full capacity. Events such as swimming lessons, events, leadership courses for lifeguards will begin to start in the fall and winter schedule. Along with solo workouts, personal training, drop-in, pre-registered programs, started at the fitness center this month. We will also be running a workshop for new fitness instructors. With the current schedule order, our current capacity is 25 in the gym and 25 in the fitness studio. We look to increase 25 alongside the Arena, we will continue to be open. We expect organized sports such as hockey, to start mid-September, early September, October. Lastly, with the ongoing construction at the EWG ice installation, will be postponed, turf use will be extended until the end of September. We expect to put ice in by mid-October and have organized sports begin to facilitate by then. Thank
you.
Tema. Akunyaru utakigutta Pujarvik asing in Lutamukko, Pivaldeam Mata Tusangam Mata and Matur the Padianiaruming Mata Koyagi Yogi Tamatuming a Tusarum Naktumi Tusak the Tigavi Takako, how you would learn your mayor Nurmita Koyanami.
Thank you.
Then, of course,
I think that's just a remark.
Joel?
A comment. Joel?
For your enemy. This could have been asked previously to Steph.
Steph, more
minor problem at the El Naitik Arena. I wonder if that scoreboard could ever be turned on or.
Dang that Nassau Dino, Sakya view, so taken it unnate to
unnecessary time currently, so very helpful.
I would like to. That's why we asked.
5 minutes, 2 minutes. Grab your water. 2 minutes.
Merci, qu'elle n'arrête. 2 minutes.
Recording in progress.
Welcome back, everybody.
City, your mic is muted.
Stephanie or Nick?
Stephanie,
can you hear me now?
Stephanie, look to see.
So yeah, so basically, Joelle, we're trying.
Joelle
needs to try. And it's my goal to fix it by the end of this year, or I promise you that I will come and score keep at your games and hold up the sign with the time.
Holding my phone in his hand and tapping on the glass, and we had about a minute left in each period, so
Justin Tautana sikingoyangani piyunangito arang maika yung makalakto ukaraw tikaranga atok suniyok tema tigumiyam makiktuniyo nukagaya karaningani kawye matitiyuluni kuyagi yung mayaka Justin tema ika yung rawming ma teikane anna ito anna kitofingani haki victuak tulubi.
I would like to remind you before speaking, please ask the chair for your time to speak.
Iksivautamon ukaka kataron na ko sinilaw na sing mga sikinang mga silo na rin na katalogo.
My name is Tammy.
Thank you, Tammy.
For more kagnitiduta.
Before we move on to number four.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. For more nakugo.
We will.
The
attendees of this meeting are through Zoom. Oh.
Nilakatarlutik ukakumiyakangamik. Katimayukik sattin ni nasawting of war nuwagdwana COVID dila Tanak tu sih masih penguat terhadap nombor ribuan aku.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, so we broke it down into three aspects of
our revenue loss
for 2020 was approximately $1 million.
December 2nd, December 3rd, shut down. So, 2021, April, mid June,
we're currently working on the revenue loss for that. Currently, right now, we have it for the Aquatic Center at So the Aquatic Center has not been able to complete a full set of swimming lessons since 2019.
So hopefully, with
personal training was put on hold because of the capacity restrictions.
So kaima na sa utin iluan ito na to kanagi to gawt iluaga yakangin nilo takwa marigay pidyo tigilugin.
We did day camp over the summer, but it was a small capacity. So our staff impacts from COVID-19 of demand from programs from guests despite the capacity restrictions. Also, with the quick changes from the CPHO, capacity limits also impacted our programs and our staff.
We started
day camp.
increased
the staff members feeling a little bit burnt out.
I think perhaps we'll just let the question period roll and then I can fill in any gaps.
Thank you. With the opening, with the restrictions being lifted,
are
you anticipating there will be a large people coming at the same time?
In the last 2 weeks, we have increased our capacities in the pool. This week was the first week that we started
public swim
with the capacity of 25. And the majority of the public swims and family swims, we've hit 25. The capacity even more,
I'm not sure if this was covered, but earlier you mentioned a return to regular programming. I was wondering if that meant that at a certain point in time, the city's planning on lifting restrictions, particularly for the fitness center, like the gym, completely, and also whether max galaxy, just as a precursor kind of to my question. And maybe committee members feel differently on this, but I think there's something to be said for keeping some limits within the gym itself. As the city is, I think, realized through this, there was a benefit to having caps in the gym. And that people who went to go work out had an expectation of
Based on user feedback.
To Sarsimayavo Mariklugo, Nunaring Nilokanuik Samangata, Ikarak, the Rasukatanak Tavot,
and people being able to just drop in.
Takam, take on a institute Narun Nakulugi, Jang in Makisen, Ikarak, Tetoyo Nakulugit, Uvaruni, Ikarangitana, Matuing of you near today, mailing at two in the Lune, Pekoya Mangat, Inunik Sarasun near to go.
Thank you, O'Connor.
Thank you. Just to, you know, elaborate a little bit further, there's been a number of different things we have to try out throughout the pandemic. And balance that with having equitable access and not create exclusive spaces. So, we are doing self-assessment and programming across the board.
Just one quick follow-up question for me. Granted, I haven't been in town since the beginning of June, so I haven't been able to go to the gym, so I'm quite nervous. Is there right now? But I know you mentioned having slots where people can basically meet at 11 o'clock. And I'm just wondering, maybe can you walk me through just how that process is working, like as far as keeping the caps in place? Is it kind of a snapshot cap where people are at the desk, 25 max? Basically, I'm just kind of wondering, like, and where I'm going with this is, I'm just worried about people who, like, might go to the gym, have all their gym stuff, be expecting a workout, get to the gym, and be like,
Yeah, so we took the last few months and did some research on the capacity and saw that we weren't really hitting the 25 in the morning from 6:30 to 11:30. So 6:30 to 11:30 whenever the facility is open. You can come in and book your session.
Kanga tu in the taking of it, Iga Radio Simayon Nakto, to did Kanga Kokayo Mamanga
hitting the max.
Dakwa 25 in the Karundan Nerjangi,
we've kept Mariku Angumatitiarasu for lunch,
Angumatitiarasu Simalugit. 5 p.m. to 25 in the Karundan Nerjangi, we've kept the limit for those hours and not have a limit for those hours.
Quinamik Taman Nakumatakwa, a particular shake. Tama Tamani Kongi Matane Rayakski Club, Takwa Okalarong in Ningini, and Maka 5 minute Nokangate Kaina Luta to say you would take us again on them. A man. 726, 731. Kuya Namik, utak migatam. Pigaya on naksim migatam. Takwa ukarak sumayo nangilintin ni Connor
Thank you, Chair. It's been difficult to measure. Mental health impacts of COVID on our staff. How people have been affected varies based on position, exposure, family life, etc. We've entered a period now where we're returning to programming.
My name is François Fortin, I am to present you with updates on our activities and chat with you about your feelings, feedback, and questions. So let me briefly tell you what we do and what our successes.
Last season, the club had more than 350 people using the lot 5001.
We had
153 registered adult members.
153
We organized activities with two schools, one daycare, totalizing another 182 kids and youth.
182
despite the COVID pandemic, we also started a competitive team of about another 4 or 5 youth to compete in cross-country skiing and biathlon and major games in the future, like the Olympic Winter Games. In the spring season, the busiest season of the year for the site and trails are used every day
for about 8 to 16 weeks, varying year.
Because of COVID mainly, we are also using the space for outdoor programs
and
for weekends in the summer. Different ways with sports and recreation Nunavut, Trois-Soleil, French school, French daycare, Amlet and the cadets,
the
Iqaluit Royal Cadets as well, the Pathfinders, the Arctic Pathfinders. College, the Nordic Canada, and of
Nordic
course,
Canada,
we are making efforts all the time to make our activities accessible to all. By renting gear or organizing programs, we also provide subsidized memberships and free ski programs. We do and plan to do activities like biathlon, archery, climbing, hiking, and bicycling. Our club focuses on sports and recreation activities that do not benefit from current infrastructure. So we are developing and maintaining our infrastructure. We cannot do these activities in the gym, arena, pool, or other
facilities.
We need a permanent location to develop sustainable club shows great potential and develops and contains new recreation space for all the community. We can realize this with the support of the city of
Iqaluit.
We can find funding, build the infrastructures, but we need city support for the lot. We also heard about, just a side note, outreach event where a citizen asked to improve access to get out on the land. The club could possibly I just want to invite each and every one of you to visit us. Just let me know now if you are interested or
Thank you.
Yeah, Joel Forte here.
Joel Forte, yung ako yan namin.
Just like to know what the request is exactly. Kano tuksigal lang ng mga pito sa ko mayunga imakasili ko ni. Status is kisumo atok tuksamang mga loan ni
ano nakuting atana o kausiriya kiuya yun na ko ma.
Well, yeah, what I can say, it's the first time I present to you, so I wasn't sure how to proceed.
Si bulok pa may ilis nyo kung kagayakto si manin nyo kaya maro ka ng ina makanutigi na runel si tigi yaga ka mga makisiani.
Invite you to visit us.
Takuyakto to yung matyakto ng ilis nyo.
Infrastructure we do. So that's the main purpose. But
we have a temporary lot for 5,001
At the moment, we have a few options, but we haven't
identified any specifically.
Yeah, that's the updates on the lot
right now. Joel?
Thanks, François. I think as a city, it might be cool if there was maybe some advertising or if there was on the Plateau Hill, like a big sign that says, "Hey, up here, the ski club." I think that'd be cool. I don't think many people know about this club. But I think more people would probably want to check it out if they knew it was up there.
Well, I think as much visibility we can get, we are very
good at this,
so I think it's a good idea.
Joel Aipio, matukuyiyo isaglit, kayo siyok, kuya namig kakawasi, katimanin matuyok.